Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. What is presence? Presence is being where you are, fully, without needing a moment to be different or further along than it is. It's not a technique. It's not a practice your schedule. It's the simple, radical act of letting right now be enough to deserve your attention, your full attention. When you're present, you actually hear the person that's talking to you. You feel the wind before you move on to the next goal. You notice the morning before the day consumes it. You are in your life while it's happening, not managing it from a distance, not already three steps ahead, not somewhere else entirely while your body goes through the motions. Presence is the difference between a life you lived and a life you passed through. Most people want it. Few realize how consistently they run from it. Most people would never describe themselves as someone who avoids their life. They're busy. They are productive. They're putting out fires, hitting deadlines, and keeping things moving. But what if the speed itself is the problem? Speeding is what absence looks like in motion. What if the rushing, the urgency, the constant motion is not ambition, but avoidance? Is a question you need sitting on. Who set that deadline? Not that work deadline, the internal one. The one that makes you feel like everything needs to happen right now. That slowing down means falling behind. That stillness is somehow dangerous. For a lot of people, when they trace that urgency back to its original source, they find something that's gonna feel uncomfortable. Nobody put that deadline there. They did. The fire they've been running from, they lit that shit themselves. This is what presence avoidance looks like in motion. Not laziness, not apathy. Constant, self-generated motion used to avoid the one thing that would actually require something from you. Being fully here, right here, 10 toes down on earth. Presence avoidance is the pattern of creating motion, distraction, or busyness to avoid being fully engaged with the current moment. It's not always conscious. In fact, it rarely is. It shows up as mentally writing your response while someone is still talking to you. Staying so busy that quality time with the people you love never seems to find its way on your calendar. Overplanning instead of acting. Consuming information about growth without ever integrating. Everyone wants to grow until it's time to grow. Shout out to Mental Reset. Hitting a milestone and immediately jumping to the next goal before the current one has a chance to land in your body. At its core, presence avoidance is about accountability. Huh? Accountability? Yeah. If you're never fully present, you never have to be fully responsible. You cannot be held accountable for a moment you were not fully there. Oh, I was busy. The urgency, the manufactured chaos all created just enough noise to give you an excuse. Or is that excuse a valid reason? I just didn't have time. Things are so crazy right now. I had to put out all these storms and fires, but you set that shit. You put that shit in motion. Nah, I got a lead foot. When I drive, it's hard for me to keep the speed down. Well, that was me in the past. I don't know if that's you. Think about you when you driving. Most people with a lead foot are not trying to speed. They just wired for motion. The foot drifts. The speed climbs. Before you know it, you're 20 miles over the speed limit without having made a single conscious decision to get there. Now you're on the side of the road, police behind you. Now you're signing your name on the dotted line. Super speeder. The urgency in life works the same way. It just creeps in. The pace accelerates, and suddenly you're moving so fast that nothing around you has time to register. Not the problems you need to face, not the people who deserve your attention, not the winds that were supposed to feel like something. Where the champagne? Aren't we supposed to be bopping bottles? The practice is simple to say, but it's very hard to do. What's that? Do you think you can drive the speed limit? Pick one area of your life where you've been exceeding the natural pace of things. The relationship you keep rushing. The goal you keep forcing. The morning you blast through before your mind has even settled. And choose deliberately to slow your ass down. This is where cruise control comes in. You need an external structure to hold the pace while your mind adjusts to it. A scheduled block of unstructured time you protect ruthlessly. A technology boundary, disconnect the plug. A daily practice that forces you to stop before you feel ready to stop, meditation. Whatever removes the option to unconsciously accelerate. The goal is not to fight yourself forever. The goal is to use the tool long enough that the new pace becomes the default. The mind adjusts first, then the foot catches up. Presence avoidance is usually framed as a way of escaping discomfort. And that is true. But the cost is not only the hard things you avoid. You're also outrunning the good times. The moment of genuine connection, you're moving too fast to notice. That compliment you deflect before it could land. The wind you did not let yourself feel because you were already focused on the next goal. The peaceful moment you feel with the next task before the current one had finished meaning anything. You cannot smell the roses at 90 miles an hour. Not because the roses don't have a smell, because you drove past them too fast. Presence is not only the price of accountability. It's the price of admission for the full experience of your life. Both sides of it. Slowing down is not a personality trait. It's a skill. And like any skill, it's built through repetition, not intention. What do you mean, dawg? You gotta practice. What? Practice. Not a game. Practice. But first, be honest about what slowing down threatens. For some people, the lead foot is not just about a nervous system habit. It's an identity. They are the person who handles everything, who keeps moving, who never drops the ball, butterfingers. Stillness does not just feel uncomfortable. It feels like erasure. If that's you, the real work is not behavior. It's learning who you are when you're not in motion. Start with awareness. Notice when you're moving faster than the moment requires. Notice the self-imposed deadline. Notice the urgency with no source. But don't judge it. Just see it for what it is. And then at that moment, set the cruise control. Choose one concrete daily practice that holds the pace for you until your nervous system learns what the speed feels like. Over time, the practice becomes the default. The tool becomes unnecessary. The presence becomes yours. You cannot experience depth while avoiding debt. You also cannot avoid debt forever without paying the price of a life that feels like it's happening around you instead of with you. Slow it down. Not because life is not urgent, but because the urgency you feel might be the very thing keeping you from it. Motion feels like control. Stillness feels like exposure. Only one lets you actually live a life of freedom. If this resonates with you, leave a comment below. Come to IamAstrologyReadings.com. You can leave a message there. You can also sign up and become a member. Make sure you go through the blog section. If you want to have a private conversation with me, come to IamAstrologyReadings.com. Go to booking. Book your reading there. I'd like to have that private conversation with you. The conversation is free. The time isn't. See you there. If you want to show your appreciation for these offerings, I Am Astrology Readings, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App. I'm Paul Heath. This is I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself and balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at IamAstrologyReadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.